This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. A Streetcar Named Desire is perhaps one of the most recognized plays of the 20th century. Tennessee Williams' iconic work turns 60 this year, and Live Arts is celebrating with a new production that runs from May 11th to June 10th on the Downstage Theater. The man behind this staging of Streetcar is John Gibson, Live Arts creative director.
Streetcar is about Blanche DuBois, a woman who has run out of luck and finds her last chance for refuge in the home of her sister and brother-in-law, Stella and Stanley Kowalski. She is the last of her line. She has overseen the dismantlement of her family's ancestral home, Belle Reve, and she comes to this little tiny apartment on Elysian Fields Avenue to live with her brother and sister-in-law. What ensues is an epic battle of truth and lies, beauty and anger and violence. It's part realistic drama, it's part epic poetry, it's part theatrical fantasia.
On stage, the role made the careers of Marlon Brando, Jessica Tandy, and Carl Malden. In fact, Brando's delivery of this line is what many people associate with the play.
Hey, Stella!
Gibson says Streetcar has been produced at least 20,000 times in its 60-year history.
In those 60 years, just about every night of the year, a production of Streetcar has opened.
And Gibson can sum up the appeal of Streetcar in just a few words.
Sex and violence, and then add in poetry, and you've got a mix that people can't resist. It's a really sexy, steamy play. It's also a play based in real conflict. Stanley and Blanche have fundamentally different worldviews, and that results in explosions, fireworks, and ultimately in a very violent finale.
Gibson says Tennessee Williams' script is filled with wonderful language. The director adds that Streetcar's true mastery is the tight nature of the script, which plants seeds in the very first few minutes.
Tennessee taps something really universal, something lasting, something fundamentally about all of us, the way the play is put together. There are 11 scenes, and in the first scene, just about every theme and character and idea that will be explored across the course of the play is introduced. Hume Cronin, Jessica Tandy's husband, was hired by the studio that made the film Streetcar Named Desire. His task was to edit it, to cut down the text. After a month, he said, "I'm sorry, I'm going to have to decline this job. I've spent a month and I've managed to come up with 90 seconds worth of dialogue that I feel could be cut." And that's a testament to really bulletproof construction. There's not a spare word. There's not a spare moment.
The play also captures the end of an era as the Old South of the Confederacy gradually slips away due to the Depression and the legacy of Reconstruction.
Blanche DuBois represents the fading Southern aristocracy, and it's set in New Orleans, that great mixing pot, and we've taken New Orleans seriously as an obligation, as a responsibility. One of the first questions that we had to grapple with was, what do you do when a play's rooted setting changes? You know, New Orleans has, since Katrina, become a different place in the American consciousness. And yet, because this play is so great, the questions of responsibility and refuge and our accountability one to the other, all of the questions that spring from that horrible natural disaster are already in this play. So it's just a question of paying attention to. From the language rises all of these beautiful, unforgettable, and really true images. The crumbling plantation, the fading Southern belle, the city as mixing pot, and those things are still here and still part of being the South.
John Gibson says Tennessee Williams was very specific about the kind of music that should appear in a production of Streetcar. For this live arts production, all of the music will be performed by a live band that will be set up on stage among a set that's patterned after Preservation Jazz Hall. A Streetcar Named Desire rolls into the Downstage Theater at Live Arts May 11th through June 10th. or ticket information, visit livearts.org.